Attorney Troy Schneider says traditionally, contracts between Wisconsin farmers and their milk buyers have been informal.
Basically, they just talk about how the milk plant will be buying his milk for a certain period of time, and not a lot of thought is given into what the specifics are.
Because farmers always had the option to take their products somewhere else. But an oversupply of milk means producers no longer have that power. Earlier this year, more than 50 farmers struggled to find a new buyer after being dropped by their processor. Given these new realities, Schneider says producers need to rethink what goes into their contracts.
Document very well what your expectations are.
He says contracts should specify how much milk farmers will produce to ensure there is a market for the product. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.